Well, I told a couple of elders when I found out my name was on the schedule on my birthday, I said, I'm going to talk about my birthday today, but I'm not. I'm going to pick on somebody, though. I'm going to tell her she's my birthday buddy. I'm going to tell her she's older than I am. I'm only 58. Turn the figures around. Makes her feel better. Yeah, later, my wife's taking me out to dinner today. The whole family, if they get off work, going out to dinner, going to day out to dinner today, if they can make it off of work today. Some of them may make it, some of them probably won't. No, I'm not going to talk about my birthday. I told my elders I was going to go, but I won't. I'm going to talk about a subject that some people think we're running into the ground. But it's a subject that every one of us need to use and think about in our life every day of that we live upon this earth. It's one word. I'm going to talk about prayer today. How many of you are ashamed to pray in public to God? I know a lot of people, if they go to a restaurant, they won't pray for a meal. Doesn't bother me a bit. A lot of times my wife and I will be eating in a restaurant, we'll say thanks before we eat. After we get done, somebody will come over and say to you, man, I never see people do that. I don't do it for show, I do it for respect to God. Thank you for what I have. You know, prayer, people don't realize it, and I didn't until I started studying on this, that prayer to Christ was important in his life. So if it was important to him, it's got to be important to us. He was the Son of God and claimed they had to be equal in power with him at times. But he prayed a great deal to his Father in heaven. That's all I'm going to give you today is some thoughts, some references that he used talking to his dad in heaven in prayer. If it's that important to him, it's got to be that important to us that we live upon this earth. In every one of his recorded prayers, Christ referred to God as his Father. So shouldn't we put that in our prayers? Don't leave it out like somebody. You listen to a sermon on the radio, and you go to somebody that prays at a dinner someplace, and they'll never say thank you, God, for the end of it. They'll just say amen. They'll never say in God's name thank you. I made one of them mad one day. We sat at a dinner like that, and I said to ask him why, and he said, well, I don't have to. No, you don't. But God don't have to let you in heaven's judgment either. Anyway, so that's what I think about that. Think about that. Now I'm just going to give you some thoughts, some places that he used prayer, that Christ prayed in his life, some recorded instances that he used, he prayed. Until I got studying on this, I didn't think about that, didn't realize that he'd used that so much when he talked to people, taught God's word. Here's one that really kind of surprised, this one surprised me when I was reading up on these. Did you realize that Christ prayed at his own baptism? How many times have you read that verse and didn't dawn on you? I did, lots of times. It didn't dawn on me what it said in that verse. Now it came to pass, as all the people were baptized, and that Jesus was baptized, and did pray that the heaven would be opened. Luke 3:21 is what that is. He prayed to his Father at his own baptism. That has to be important. When he's in a solitary place, he prayed in the quiet. Mark 1:35. You can pray to God no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing. You can talk to God. I've told people in the 40 years of trucking, I've said a lot of prayers to the windshield of that truck. You can watch what you're doing and still talk to God going down a road. Because I'll tell you, there's times I've not been in accidents, and how I kept out of them wasn't my ability. I said a prayer to God and He kept me out of them somehow, but I don't know. It wasn't my ability. In Luke 5:16, he's in the wilderness, he prayed. Now that one I really like, because I can enjoy taking a walk in the woods. I used to take walks in the woods with my dog. You can sit down under a tree, quietly sit there, and pretty soon the birds and the squirrels all come out. You can sit there and talk to God a half a day. Nobody's going to bother you. That's praying, talking to God. You're praying, talking to Him in your own quietness. But how many people do that? Take time to do that. I've told people I go myself on the pond bank fishing and throw a line out, and I don't care if I catch anything. I can sit there and talk to God while the line's in the water. It's quiet. Nobody's around to bother you. One of the best times in the world to talk to God is go out someplace quietly by yourself. And lots of times you have big problems in life. If you sit out there and talk to God, the answer to the problem will come to you while you're quietly sitting there talking to Him. Try it. It will work. In Luke 6:12, how important it was to Him. Did you realize, you've studied all this before, it's another one you've probably read 100 times or more and didn't dawn on you. Before He chose the 12, He went and prayed all night. Came to pass those days that He went into the mountain to pray and spent the night in prayer to God. Then He came back a day, He called Himself together and chose the 12 apostles. But He prayed all night. Now, if it wasn't that important to Him, it's got to be important to us in our walk of life. An example we had that He gave for us. Before the invitation, when He said, come unto me in Matthew 11th chapter, He prayed for that one. And if you read John chapter 6:11 and Matthew 14:23, before He fed the 5,000, what did He do? He prayed to His Father. That's another one. How many times I'd read that and didn't dawn on me that He prayed when He did that. Prayed to His Father. It has to be important to Him. It has to be important to us. Whatever in the world calls the Lord's Prayer, which is His prayer and guidance to the apostles, it's a guide to how to pray. It's not the words to use, but the world today wants to use it as a prayer, but it's a guide to how to pray. You know He prayed before that one? Oops, I went too far here. Okay. How many times when you read His transfiguration did you read all the words soak into your mind? Luke 9, verses 28 and 29. I'm going to read those to you. And it came to pass, get over here where you can hear me. And it came to pass about 8 days after those words that he took Peter and John and James and went up into the mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was changed and his garments was white and glistened. The two men came and talked to him. How many times have you read that over and didn't realize he went up there in that mountain to pray? How many times do we take it for granted because we don't think about that he prayed a lot? In Matthew 19:13, he prayed for the little children. When the little children brought unto him, he put his hand on them and prayed. And the disciples rebuked him. They thought that was ridiculous because they didn't understand what he was doing and why he was doing it. That's why you're in public today and want to take a prayer and arrest it and somebody makes fun of you. It's on their neck. It's not on yours. So many times, if you are in public like that, people will be quietly and not say a word to you until you're done. They may not do it, but they will. Lots of them will respect you for doing it. John 11:41 and 42. You know, he prayed before he raised Lazarus. With God, his Father's help, he raised Lazarus, but he prayed before he did. When he's in temple, he prayed. Matthew 26, he prayed at a supper. I'm trying to find one here. I think I marked the wrong verse here. He prayed for Peter when he was trying to help him out. In John 17, he prayed for the disciples. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which has Thou hast given me, for they are thine. John 17 and 9. In the first verse it says, God, things good Jesus spake, lift up his eyes to God and said, Father, the hour has come, the Son, thy God shall be glorified, thy Son shall be glorified. Read the whole chapter 17, talk about prayer. The whole thing's about his praying to his Father. If it's that important to him, it's got to be that important to us. When he was on the cross, when he gave up his life, it's not quoted as a prayer, but yet it is a prayer. when he says, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. That's a prayer to each father to forgive the people that are killing him because they don't know what they're doing. How many of you could be in that place and think to say the same things? Put yourself in his shoes. Something to think about. If my prayer life that strong that I could forgive somebody for, I knew it was going to murder me. The Lord's Prayer, what people call the Lord's Prayer, given in form, and there, I don't think Jesus meant this to be repeated in unison as a religious service, which a lot of churches do. It's meant to be a guide, to teach you how to pray, not what to say. You might say, and you have to think, our Father, which is neuter gender. God is a person, not a thing. So you can say, our Father who art in heaven. That's what the arbors. So it's something to think about. You can pray quietly, privately. If you sit down quietly someplace and pray, talk to God, things will come out better in life than if you do it publicly most of the time. Matthew 6:6. Christ seemed to put emphasis on secret prayer. Because he said in this passage here, he said, when thou prayest, enter into thy chamber. When thou hast shut thy door, pray unto thy Father which is in secret. And the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. The world doesn't have to know what you're praying and talking to God about. We talked about in our class this morning, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, they did everything for show. God would rather have you go quietly in the timber or the woods in a dark place in the closet and talk to him than make a public show of it. That way you're solely with him without any interruptions, nobody to bother. We don't need to ever be ashamed to pray. But we should be on God, on guard rather that we're praying in public to make a big show. Or doing it to express our belief and help it to get from God. If your prayer life, if most of it's secret between you and God, that's what's good. Because I tell you, you get more answers out of things talking to him quietly and privately than you will in a public place. Too many disruptions in public. But one other thought is, I'm going to close with a thought of, I've had people tell me, well, I prayed for this and they never got it. Once. Be persistent in prayers. Don't just pray once. Because you know, might not have been ready to handle what you prayed for. You might not have been able to handle it. I've had things when I was younger that I prayed for that I didn't get, that it came back later. I'm glad I didn't. Well, it done me more harm than did good. Things I wanted that I didn't really need. God saw fit that I didn't get it, which is the best thing for me. So don't quit praying just because you didn't get something you wanted for the first time you prayed. I've talked to several people that do that. Well, I didn't get it, so I didn't pray anymore. Well, it's not that he didn't hear you. You might not be capable to handle it. You might not be ready to handle it. Luke 18. Verses 1 through 8. I'm going to read all 8 of these verses. And he spake in the parable unto them to this end, that they might ought always to pray and not to wax faint. Saying, there was a judge in a certain city which feared not God, neither revered man. And there was a widow in that city which came unto him, saying, do me justice again, mine adversary. He would not have a long time, but afterward he said to himself, though I fear not God, nor reverence man, but because this widow troubleth me, I will do her right, lest at the last she come and make me weary. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge saith. And now shall not God avenge his elect, which cried day and night unto him, yea, though he suffereth long for them? I tell you, he will avenge them quickly. But when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Be persistent. Don't give up, because it didn't happen instantly. It took 30 years for Christ to start preaching. To get old enough that God wanted him to preach, it only lasted 3 years after that. But what he covered in those 3 years. Be persistent. Military-wise, we learned that lesson. Be persistent. But that's how you won battles. Be persistent with God's word and prayer to him. That's how you win a battle against the devil in this world we live in. Because nobody is easier to talk to than the Lord. He won't sit and make fun of you. He will not laugh at you. You can talk to people on earth that they'll laugh at you if they don't like things you're doing. Not God. He's always there to listen. I don't care if you wake up in the middle of the night and want to talk to him. He's there. So think about that today. Talking to God in prayer. Because no matter where you're at, you can talk to God. He will always be there to listen. So think about that today. If you're a part of his life, if he's a part of yours, if you're not a child of his, you can't pray to him because he won't hear you. If you're not one today, today is the time to become one so that he can help you in everything you do in life. If you feel the devil's got a hold of you and caused you to stumble, today is the day to correct that likewise. Because life is nothing but a vapor, we're told in the Bible. Learned in the military that you might not be here in 5 seconds from now. You're not guaranteed anything. We're not guaranteed we can get out of this building alive. We're not guaranteed tomorrow will come either. That's why every morning when I get up, I pray, thank you, God, you woke me up again this morning. I'm still alive. So whatever your heart desire is, whatever your need is today, if you need to correct yourself with him, become a child, or correct your life with him, now's the time. Let's stand as we sing a song that's been chosen.